This group of female provincial council leaders is upset with the policies of the central government, and they're not afraid to show it. Among them is Akmina, who has dressed like a man since the Soviet invasion because she says it was safer than appearing in public as a woman.
The problem is that no one cares about the protection of women. Commanders don't, lawmakers don't. No one is focusing on women's issues. They are behaving very badly towards women.
Under the Taliban, women in Afghanistan were forced to wear face-covering burqas. They were forbidden from going to school. Now women council leaders and lawmakers fight for their rights in this still male-dominated society. Women say the government failed them by not implementing an elimination of violence against women law that banned child and forced marriages, among other crimes. Human Rights Watch says there are ominous signs that women face a darker future. Already, there has been a sharp increase of women and girls jailed for so-called moral crimes, such as fleeing home or having sex outside marriage. Nilab Morbaras, spokeswoman for the United Nations mission in Afghanistan, says protecting women's rights and implementing the anti-violence law are critical for securing continued aid.
We clearly say that if this law is not implemented, or changed or amended, it will negatively affect donations to Afghanistan.
Roughly 90% of women in Afghanistan are still unable to read. In rural areas, the rate is even higher. Law professor Wadir Safi says there are still deep prejudices in society that prevent women from reaching their potential.
But I have introduced two girls, graduates of law faculty, our students, to go to India to study, to go to Turkey to study. They came to me, they said, they were crying. But they said, unfortunately, my parents didn't agree. In some of the family, the brother does not agree, and she cannot go. This is the situation in the cities. Don't think about the provinces at all.
Women here say if they are able to leave their houses, go to school and work, they will be able to improve their rights. But they say all that depends on the post-2014 security situation and what role the Taliban will have in Afghanistan's future government. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Kabul.